I wanted to go out after squirrels around Stillwater. I got a rifle I've had for 10 years and I've never shot this thing.
Not been there going.
You know, just sort of sit around the house and don't get enough steam to go out and say, can I shoot? Yeah. And I'm reluctant around there. The farms are small and people are grazing stock. Mm-hmm. They don't want people shooting around.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean. Oh, I tell you, I like you out here. He's good on me. And he just, you know, and you could really hunt. And you got with him on quail. We know what I mean. And him both had, didn't they?
Huh. You don't know how I shoot.
Well, I mean, he'd help you if he didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't have to worry. He'd see what you got.
Oh, you mentioned hay. Where do you cut that?
Well, we used to have a lot of alfalfa, you know. We'd take horses and mules, and we had our mowing with mowing, and we had a rake with raking.
Uh-huh.
Have a team and, you know, and boards, you call them boards, isn't it? We'd haul them in. See, we had a board, you know, with sides all around. Now, boards, you know, we'd throw that hay in there and load it up.
Does it have wheels?
Oh, yeah, it had 4 wheels, you know. Pull it just like a wagon, you know.
Uh-huh. Just high boards on the wagon, huh?
Yeah.
Did you have meadows for your hay, or?
We use our pasture meadow. We use that for pasture for the horses, mules, and cattle. But we'd plant alfalfa. We'd have what's called alfalfa fields.
Uh-huh.
And we'd raise a lot of hay. And in the early days, Papa had a lot of cane hay and Sudan hay. And we raised all that stuff.
Uh-huh. Did you stack your hay?
Oh, yeah. We'd fill a barn when we went home, and we'd stack the rest outside and stack.
Uh-huh. Big stacks?
Yeah, big stacks.
Would these be out in the field? Or?
Yeah, out in the field, maybe, or right out here someplace.
Uh-huh.
We'd put them just about the time out here where you feed them, over the fence closed, you know.
Uh-huh. Were these round, or were they long, or?
Well, we'd build them both ways. I used to do some stacking. I'd build sometimes long stacks, and sometimes I'd build a round stack, you know.
Just try your hand at all of them.
Yeah, then you have to just build them up, you know, and then you bring them more down to a peak so they got a top on them.
Uh-huh.
The alfalfa hay don't shed water good. You would generally top them out with some other kind of hay.
Uh-huh. When you made hay, did you make little piles out in the field?
Yeah, we'd a lot of time we'd put little chocks. Well, I would tell you what to do. We rake that hay with a cold windrow, and then I'd take that team and that rake, and then I'd bunch it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just keep a, you know, dumping and bunch it, you know, and then we just drive up that rack and team, and see, we'd pick that up and throw it in that rack, you know. Uh-huh. We could put a ton of hay on that rack.
Boy.
Now, they're big. Them racks are big, them, you know, long, uh-huh. 16 feet long, maybe.
Good heavens. Where did your hay go from the shop?
Well, if you'd go into the hay mouth, or else we'd stack it.
Uh-huh.
One of the two.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you, good heavens, put up your wheat?
Well, when that wheat got ripe, we used to have two binders and a header, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, that binder, see, we'd take and put four horses on each binder. And then that there, you know, it'll cut that wheat, and we got cans, runs up there and makes bundles.
Uh-huh.
You know, that binder ties a string around them bundles. And then we get a, and then we had a, what to call a dump there, you know, and when we got so many bundles on that, you see, I had a thing with my foot, you know, mm-hmm. a dump. I just raised my foot up and I dumped that in a pile.
Mm-hmm.
And then that had to all be shocked. And then we had a guy shocking that.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I put that windrow straight so they'd shock it, you know, and put shocks all over the field.
Mm-hmm. How many bundles to a shock?
Oh, 15 or 18, generally.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had what's called a header. It would cut that wheat, you know, and then we'd go along them barges with a team, you know, we'd have two barges and a team on each barge. And we'd just follow that, you know, and that there sprout running out there right in the barge. One fella driving that and him loading it.
Uh-huh.
And then the fella over there stacking, and then when it got loaded, he'd go there and pitch it off on that stack. And then the other barge is going.